Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Professional athletes do a lot of traveling during their respective seasons. This means several nights in hotel rooms. Some athletes even live in hotel rooms in their team's hometown because they have homes elsewhere. With the number of haunted hotels out there, it isn't surprising that there are some stories floating around from athletes and their haunted experiences during their stays. In this episode, you will learn about a few haunting experiences from Tampa Bay Rays baseball players at the Renaissance Vinoy Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. The Palacio Palm-lined Renaissance Vinoy Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida was built in the roaring 20s for film stars, playboys, and professional athletes. But now it seems that it's home to some uninvited and rather unruly guests. In an interview for Haunted Baseball, relief pitcher Scott Williamson of the Tampa Bay's local team, the Rays, told author Dan Gordon of the night he agreed to play host to a visiting team staying at the Vinoy in June 2003. After climbing into bed and turning out the lights, Williamson glanced through the parted curtains and thought he saw a faint luminous glow near the pool. At the sight of this, a tingling sensation electrified his entire body as if someone were watching him. It unnerved him, but he tried to shrug it off and get some sleep. Rolling over to his front, he suddenly felt pressure as if someone was pushing down on him, which gave him trouble breathing. With an effort, he turned over on his back, but he still felt as if someone were sitting on him. When he opened his eyes, he saw a shadowy figure standing by the window. It was a man dressed in a long coat that seemed to belong from the 1930s or 40s. And just like that, then it was gone. Williamson was so distressed that he immediately phoned his wife, who worked at a nearby hospital, and asked her if there were any medical reason that might explain the pressure on his chest. He was relieved to hear that there was unlikely anything to be physically wrong, as he had no other symptoms, but the feeling of unease just wouldn't leave him. The next day, after a restless night's sleep, he asked a friend to research the history of the hotel to find out if there was a basis for the phantom presence, and indeed, there was. The previous owner of the property, who had lived in the house before it had been converted into a hotel, had died there after a fire. His name, incredibly, was also Williamson. It wasn't the first sighting of the shadowy figure at the Vinoy. The very next day, at 5 a.m., pitcher Frank Velasquez of the Pittsburgh Pirates awoke to see a transparent figure standing by the desk at the window. Velasquez later described him as being a sandy-haired and blue-eyed man wearing a long-sleeved white shirt and khaki-colored trousers. By this manner of dress and his haircut gave the pitcher the distinct impression that the visitor came from a previous age. To make sure he was not dreaming, Velasquez closed his eyes for a moment, then opened them again. Sure enough, the man was still standing there. But being travel-weary, Velasquez just turned over and went back to sleep. It was only later that he learned of Williamson's story, which he felt confirmed his own experience. The fact that it lined up with someone's story that I never knew anything about just kind of helps me know that it was real, stated Velasquez. But apparently that wasn't the only sighting of the old gentleman that night. The team's assistant was standing in the hall, trying to fiddle his room key into the lock, when a man in a tailored suit passed soundlessly by, looking like an extra from a Humphrey Bogart movie. Unable to open the door, the assistant turned to ask the old man for help, but the corridor was empty. When these stories began to circulate amongst the players, several elected to move out, while others chose to commute from their home to the ballpark and back every day, rather than have to sleep overnight in the hotel. The wife of one player fled with her children in the middle of the night when the taps in the bathroom repeatedly turned themselves on. There were also numerous stories of flickering lights, slamming doors, clothes that mysteriously moved from the wardrobe to the bed, and electrical cables which inexplicably pulled themselves out of the wall sockets and wrapped themselves around appliances. But without a doubt, the most unsettling story was told by Devil Ray pitcher John Switzer and his wife, who were awoken one night in their room on the fifth floor by the sound of scratching coming from the wall behind the headboard. They assumed it was a rat, but after a few minutes it stopped and they went back to sleep. 15 minutes later it began again, but this time it was so loud that the Switzers leapt out of bed and turned on the lights. To their horror and utter astonishment, they saw what appeared to be the painting above their bed come to life. It was a simple garden scene depicting a Victorian lady holding a basket with her right hand and her left resting on her chin. But now her left hand was scratching desperately at the glass as if it were trying to get out. Switzer and his wife exited the room faster than you can say Scooby-Doo.
To take on a vampire game.